Diamondbacks and the Mets on Tuesday. Patrick Corbin with a 16 and a third scoreless inning streak heading into this one. He would get some immediate offensive support.
So now the D-backs in business, second and third with two outs, and here's J.D. Martinez. And the first pitch, swinging a high fly ball deep right center field. That ball is gone! Opposite field, three-run home run for J.D. Martinez, and the D-backs lead 3-0. Rosales tags one to deep left center field, and that ball is gone. Adam Rosales, first D-backs home run as he sprints around the bases, and it's 5-0. 5-0 D-backs, 2-2 the count to Goldschmidt. Peralta at second, and the 2-2. Swinging a liner up the alley in right center field. That'll get down and go for extra bases. Peralta scores, Goldschmidt on his way to second, and it's 6-0 D-backs.
Swing and a miss, he strikes out Reynolds. And there's strike three. It's going to stay in the yard. Peralta's under it. And Patrick Corbin has completed 8 innings in New York.
Diamondbacks earned the 7-4 win as they improved to 10-1 in their last 11 games versus the Mets. Patrick Corbin's scoreless inning streak was snapped at 20 and a third after yielding a run in the fifth. Patrick Corbin was once again outstanding, and J.D. Martinez and Adam Rosales both went deep, all adding up to a 7-4 win for the Diamondbacks at Citi Field on Tuesday. Here is Arizona skipper Torrey Lovello.
Well, it was a great effort by Patrick. It's his second one on the road, and I know he's given us eight innings a couple of occasions. And you know, he gave us everything he could, one run, six strikeouts, and walked off the mound in a really good way, and he deserves a lot of credit.
How important was it to see you guys string some innings together? It's been the hallmark of this team for so long.
Yeah, a little bit more of what we're used to. I think we scored in four of the first five innings. The big three-run home run by J.D. obviously got us kick-started. Patrick took it over from there. And then there was some timely hitting that was built inside of that. And that's kind of what we got used to for so long. And then, you know, I don't want to miss some key defensive plays too. Adam Rosales made some really nice plays down at third base. Just a really nice team effort.
Paul Goldschmidt was asleep for a little bit, but not tonight, right?
You know, Goldie is Goldie. He's a special guy, and a couple big hits, big moments, and you know, I couldn't think of anybody better to have up there in those crucial moments. But just a good team win. Things got a little dicey there and late in the game, and you know, Fernando steps on it and gets a save and did what he had to do. I think it's fastball command. He's able to get that pitch on both sides of the plate, and then spotting up his breaking ball. And it could be swing and miss. It could be strike to ball and strike to strike. He's got a really good feel for that pitch. It's very sharp, and a number of times tonight he threw it in 2-0 counts, and it's just a very effective pitch that he's feeling a lot of confidence in.
Chris Iannetta in the two-hole tonight, how effective was he?
Well, I mean, he had a couple really nice at-bats, a couple doubles, I think. Off the top of my head, I know he had a couple hits. It's just a very grinding at-bat. He's patient. He sets it up for the core part of the lineup in a lot of different ways. So we ask a lot of Chris Iannetta. We've hit him all over the lineup, and he's always ready for any challenge.
Did he run a little on that Darno?
I think there was a backswing, and he was just waiting for an interference call, and he was anticipating that the umpire would say that he's automatically out, because if the umpire determines that there's some sort of interference or obstruction, that he can say you don't have to throw the ball. So I think he was waiting for the call, so he just tried to quiet some things down. You have to ask him. I don't know exactly how he felt. He said he felt good.
Just talked to him on the field. He echoed some of the things you talked about earlier today in the absence of Jeff Mathis. And he said, look, I talked to him between innings every game, no matter what. That's going to continue. I'm guessing you're pleased to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, they've built a really good relationship, and it's a credit to those veteran players that come together the way that they have and lead the pitching staff. And they've, you know, they've brought along Chris Herrmann too, and it's been fun for me to watch the evolution of what they've done. It's kind of, there's some new thoughts that we've asked them to grasp some new concepts, and they've done a great job. So the conversation, the friendship, the bonding, the care, that's what's most important to me.
You mentioned J.D. somewhere. He's kind of given you pretty much what you were hoping for when you got him, right?
Yeah.
Power bat in the middle.
you know, he sits right back of Goldie, and there's moments where they might pitch around Goldie, and he's the type of hitter that's going to make somebody pay for a mistake. And he's got a number of opportunities where he's driven balls out of the ballpark and gotten us some quick points. So, yeah, he's been everything and then some that we'd hope for.
Adam Rosales' first home run as a Diamondback gave Arizona a 5-0 lead as the Snakes went on for an eventual 7-4 win against the Mets at Citi Field. Here is Rosales speaking to the media after the game.
I mean, it's exciting to string a couple of bats together, but, man, the play behind Corbin tonight was awesome. You know, he did a great job.
Let's get to that. Your manager just brought you up specifically, but when he's on, he's getting ground ball outs, isn't he?
Yeah, and that's what's fun to play behind. You know, it's ready. You got to be ready all the time. Fast pace. Does a great job.
What about the home run?
It was nice to get add an insurance run. So, and it's always nice to hit a home run. It's exciting. So
what's it like to be a part of this group here? You're new to it, but this is a really tight group. You guys have been scuffling a little bit, but it just doesn't seem to take anybody down here.
No, this is great. This is fantastic. I mean, the leadership on this team is outstanding. You know, to talk with Goldie every day, learn so much from him, and we just kind of thrive off each other. We just kind of have a lot of respect and just keep on grinding out together.
The Snakes will send Zach Godley to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Chris Flexen.